Proclamation number 7351, dated the May 1st, 1959. Change of character into love. God acute accent s presence. I can only be present to you if you change yourselves into love. However, my presence is the epitome of bliss for you. And therefore you should do everything in your power to shape yourselves into love again, which was your nature in the beginning. My presence is the equivalent of being permeated by love, and this permeation of love in turn assures you strength and light. Without it you cannot be called blissfully happy. But if you are full of light and strength, you will also be able to work in complete freedom of will, which, however, will no longer be directed against me but will be utterly absorbed in my will. You will be happy to be able to create in this freedom and strength, because this had been the purpose of every originally created spirit. It merely disregarded it and thus placed itself into the wretched condition in which the still imperfect human being finds himself on earth. But he himself can change this situation. He can change the unhappy fate into a blissful one by merely doing everything in his power in order to assure my presence with him, by changing himself into love again. And this is truly not so difficult, for he need only use my commandments of love for God and his neighbor as a guiding principle for his life on earth and always live according to these two commandments. And since he claims the right for himself to be respected by his fellow human being, since he feels the benefit himself when the latter helps him with kindness, he knows exactly which path he ought to travel in order to do justice to the commandments of love. He need only treat his fellow human being as he would like to be treated himself were he in the same situation as the other person. What he considers beneficial he should do to his neighbor, and he will always have the strength and the means for this providing he really wants to do it. And what he initially does deliberately will soon become his heartfelt need, and he will experience for himself how gladdening it can be to do good deeds for his neighbor, to give and help where it is needed. Love will fill his whole being and he will come ever closer to me. For with every act of love he draws me to himself and ensures my presence. And then he will fulfill the purpose of his earthly life, he will accomplish the transformation of his nature, he will live up to the reason why earthly life was given to him, he will try to become as perfect as he was in the beginning. With my grace and support he will certainly succeed in doing so, but never without me, because he is too weak for it. He must ensure himself of my presence. He must appeal to me and thus through prayer come close to me one day, he must beseech me to grant him strength for his change of character into love. This prayer will be granted to him without fail, for it gives evidence of his sincere will to accomplish this change of character. And once a person has appealed to me for this, he will time and again encounter opportunities where he can practice love, where it is no real effort of will for him, because he will clearly receive the strength he appealed for from me. Just take your change of character into love seriously, and appeal to me for help. And truly, I will remain present to you and inwardly impel you to be lovingly active wherever the opportunity presents itself, for I want to be united with you, and this can only take place through love which you voluntarily have to demonstrate, but you will always be supported by me providing you sincerely ask me for strength to accomplish your intention. You are incapable of doing anything without my presence. But you can always ensure my presence through activity of love or a prayer in spirit and in truth. I will hear it and answer your prayer. I will be and remain with you. I will draw you until you will no longer want to detach yourselves from me, until you have so strengthened the bond with me through your activity of love that I can constantly be present to you, and then the ray transformation into love will have been accomplished. You will have brought your nature into line with mine and thereby fulfilled your purpose of earthly life, and you will be able to work again as you were destined to in the very beginning. Amen.